200 years ago?
Evolution. No, I don't believe in evolution as they teach it.
You should, because he discovered that life first began in the oceans and the seas, and the first man, man was erect on the birth. Read Genesis, first chapter, verse 20. Where did God first create life?
Where did God first create life?
In the
ocean, yeah.
Huh? Same as a bird.
Yeah.
It's a good way to take atheists and tell them.
Yeah.
A lot of people think, there is no evolution, but God made it first.
There's a lot. I always tell people, there's a lot of good biblical evidence in good science. Where it really goes bad is when you get the pseudoscience and the secular anti-God science, where they start making theories out of the theory of evolution. They start making theories up when there isn't fact. But there is no missing link that links us all together. There's only
the human thing, John. Talks about dinosaurs and everything in the Bible.
Right.
And here's a big thing. It talks about a great nuclear war that we're going to have later on. The skin falls off the people.
Eyes melt. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, it's a good way if you have people atheists and don't want to believe in it. So how do they know that 2,000 years ago?
The Bible is so full of so much evidence. I encourage you. Are you a believer?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I encourage you.
I'm not a Church of Christ, but I'm not a Church of Christ here. I'm not a Baptist. I'm not an atheist. I read the Bible, what the Bible says.
So you don't know. You don't belong to, you don't gather with any group or anything?
Yeah, Church of Christ.
Oh, Church of Christ. Well, I like your idea that you're out of the denominations, but in love, the Church of Christ is just another denomination, really, because they do keep man-made traditions.
Many of them got there, and the last time they together around them, a great number of Jesus, they were changed the words of the Lord just going once.
Yeah.
Like, you guys ain't something Venice, are
you? Oh, no. Okay, we don't belong to any man-made group. No. We don't belong to any group, and that's why whenever somebody tells me they belong to a man-made group, I would say that Jesus warned in Mark 7 that if we keep man-made traditions, even the name Church of Christ is not really the biblical name he gave to the body. I mean, it's not an unbiblical name that, per se, but it's not the name that Christ gave his body, and the gathering in the gathering in a building, and you know, okay, is this the Church of Christ that just sings a cappella, no instrumental music?
We don't have it now, but you know, it's
because the last Church of Christ I tested,
their changes like other churches now, they don't actually go and spread the word like they should.
The last Church of Christ I tested, they said, oh yeah, we only sing a cappella, which we agree with. We don't believe that there was any instruments, but yet all the people in the Church of Christ listen to instrumental music in their lives, and they're entertaining themselves in movies and sports. That's not of God.
A lot of Baptist churches
are there. That's not of God. That's why we don't.
They commit adultery.
So I have a question. I have a question. So if you unite to something and you sing and you pray with them, are you not united to them? The Bible says, come out from among them.
I'm united to anyone who's a Christian.
Huh?
I'm united to anyone who becomes a Christian.
What if they keep false doctrine? I mean, the Jehovah's Witnesses say they're Christians.
Well, yeah, but you can know what they say.
The Mormons say the Catholics say they're Christians.
Catholics, you mean the prostitute that sits on the beach, that's drunk out of blood and saints?
Yeah.
That's a Catholic.
But so when you say that you're with anybody that calls himself a Christian, I think you should dial that down. Don't you have to be a spirit truth Christian?
You just have to obey the Bible.
That's what I mean, in spirit and truth. Yeah. And those organizations don't.
Well, the Catholic, there's like the Catholic Church.
Oh, yeah. They murdered millions of people.
They're the prostitutes.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I believe in Revelation. I think the Roman Catholic Church is the harlot. And guess who the daughter of the harlot is?
That was a lot of people.
It would be all the denominations that came out of the harlot.
Oh, yeah. Well,
which would be the Church of Christ, part of it, because they came out, all of those groups came out of it.
Out of all the churches I went to, the Church of Christ come closer to the Bible than any other church I go to.
Okay.
Now, some Baptists too.
Christmas, Easter they keep?
Huh?
Christmas and Easter they keep?
No, we only do it for just as a normal holiday.
But you're keeping it.
No, we don't really keep it.
They do. The Church of Christ keeps it. And those are pagan holidays. So, but what I would encourage you to do is go a lot deeper. My website is designed to do that for free, to test every single thing, because I have a question for you. You came up questioning me. I have a question for you. How many sins did it take for Adam and Eve to get put out of the garden?
Only one.
How many sins will it take the Church of Christ to be, their lampstick be taken away?
Well, just like any other church.
How many?
How many?
How many sins?
Say one.
Two, so you go look at Church of Christ.
There,
you go. But you can be.
Hold
on now. So we just ascertained that the Church of Christ will be put away for one of their sins. You don't want to be part of that. You just said there's none out there. I agree. But guess what? You can be separate, and you can be a Noah, and you can be holy, and you can be the body of Christ, whatever town you live in, and you don't unite to them. You can be that one.
Well, as I said,
Why compromise?
Like I said, I go to the Church of Christ, but not the Church of Christ. Yet.
No, you are. If I go to the Mormon church, I'm a Mormon.
No.
Yeah, she even knows that's true.
You're in a different kind of category where you only have to be free out here. It don't work with God on Sunday.
One thing? No. What'd you just say?
That you just want to be like, oh, you don't have to go to church on Sunday.
You don't. Sunday's not the Lord's day. You don't have to go to church on Sunday. No. Every day is the Lord's. And they made Sunday the Lord's day. That the Roman Catholics did that. And religious gatherings, worship services, you won't find them in the Bible.
Actually, the part in there said other apostles will just change itself, not the Catholic Church.
The Catholic Church did. They turned it into. They took it from Saturday back then because they hated the Jews and they turned it into Sunday for their sun god.
Huh?
Oh yeah, Saturday's not in force right now. No. We're resting in Christ every day. He's our Sabbath rest. But again, we ascertain one sin. One sin will keep you out, and the Church of Christ keeps sin. So I'd encourage you to repent and come out of that and follow Christ in all spirit and truth.
No, I don't go in here and these other people out of the outside stuff. So they're trying to get around the great teachers, they're changing the words of the Lord, so throwing once these desires. There you are.
You're going to lose your soul, go along with sin. We love you. No, repent and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth.